Today we're talking with Jim Burke of Burlingame High School in Burlingame, California. Jim teaches college prep freshman English and AP Literature and Composition. We wanted to learn more about how he facilitates discussion about text in his high school English classes. What opportunities do you create in your classroom for extended discussion about text?
Discussion in the classroom is fundamental, and in fact, if I was going to look at all the different instructional techniques kind of out there these days, I would say that discussion in the classroom is probably getting the greatest amount of attention in recent times because of some nice research. Particularly in an article by Martin Nystrand, he found that the average English teacher in his study incorporated discussion into their English class 1 minute a day. And what was most telling about that was that even 1 minute had a measurable and appreciable difference in terms of comprehension and engagement. And what he found in his study was that effective classroom discussion, by which he means it has to be structured, people have to have roles, it's got to be focused, it's got to be intentional, people have to come out of it with a result to report out or whatever, was consistently the most effective in terms of engagement, comprehension, and retention. So that's had a big influence on me as well as some others. I try to incorporate reading, writing, and speaking kind of as a set and note-taking as often as possible. So the kids are pretty much talking every day for some portion of the period. You have to think about talk as serving different purposes. There's talking for comprehension, which might mean everybody read this passage or this poem or something like that and jot some thoughts down and then turn to a neighbor, as we did the other day, and talk just about those parts that you don't understand. It's always got to be intentional. So last week, kids read text of Barack Obama's 2004 Democratic Convention speech, and they had to look for examples of figurative speech in there because we were discussing that. I asked the kids to read that speech and to annotate it, focusing on figurative language, but I was also using the speech as the basis for discussion. So they were reading and then taking notes to prepare for a discussion about a larger question. So what I'll do is I'll give them, in this case, sort of a three-column graphic organizer, actually more of a structured note-taking sheet that asks them to identify the example in one column of the instance of figurative speech, in the middle to explain what they think it means, and in the far right column why they think the person used that or what effect that has in the speech. So I'm often trying to create something like that as the basis for a highly organized piece of academic writing.
Would those notes also potentially be used to facilitate discussion?
Yeah, definitely. They'll come in the next day, and you know, everything kind of rolls and feeds on the next thing. So they come in the next day, for instance, and use that as the basis for discussion about the speech and about some of the ideas as they relate to the larger question of lessons learned from others' experiences. So one of the other techniques that I do is to organize the class around larger ideas or questions. So the big question that we've been reading to answer and to think about lately is, what are the lessons that we can learn from our own experiences and those of others?
What are some of the things that you do to create a safe and supportive environment that is conducive to class discussion?
It's really important to create a safe environment in which to have these discussions. And in a class like this, it's particularly important because out of 33 kids, I have about 9 kids who have IEPs for a variety of speech and language processing disorders. So these are not things that are easy and come comfortably for kids. So one, I think you have to create the conditions of safety and comfort for that. And that has to be done early on by helping the kids get to know each other and kind of establishing that climate. Number two, I think sometimes we assume that kids know how to participate in academic discussion. I think we tend to assume that we can just sort of come in and say, so what were your thoughts about that text? And they'll just jump in, when in fact, drawing from my own experience, my father dropped out of high school in the 9th grade. I come from a very non-academic background, and we don't realize sometimes, as we start to look at issues of academic literacy, how many skills are invisibly folded into the academic enterprise, the participating in academic discussion. What do you say? How do you say it? How do you respond to each other? So sometimes, you know, what I have to do is start by asking the kids to generate the kinds of questions. One of the things that I'll write on the board a lot is cues to ask. So I might say, what are the questions that we should ask when discussing this text, and then use those questions to kind of anchor, and then others, we might not go back to all of them, but they, at least it kind of helps them to get prepared and kind of lay the foundation for the effective discussion. I create a lot of these opportunities for the kids to discuss the texts for the purpose of increasing their engagement, because learning is inherently social. And I also think that kids need to learn how to participate in discussion. I think in the workplace, in their adult lives, they're always going to be asked to engage in discussion in a variety of types of ways, and they certainly need to be able to do that to succeed in the academic environment as well.